You're listening to the All About Symbian podcast with me, Ewan Spence. On today's show, I'm going to catch up with Tom Morris, a man who's mashing up and SMSing with the use of the Twitter service. So here on the All About Symbian podcast, we're always on the lookout for people who use phones and software differently. One company that's done that is Obvious. Originally the brains behind Blogger and Odeo, they moved on to a service called Twitter. Now hopefully we'll be speaking to Biz Stone from Twitter at some point in the next 2 weeks when I'm over in America on the March conference trip. But in the meantime, we have Twitter user and Symbian fan himself, Tom Morris. Hi, Tom.
Hey, yeah. I'm not sure about the second one. I'm a Palm guy, but...
Well, you know, there's only 16 of you left, so you can hold up a flag or something. And yeah. Doesn't being a Palm guy now mean that you're actually a Windows Mobile guy now?
No, I'm using... There are actually two trios that are... There are actually trios with Windows Mobile on and trios with Palm OS on.
So it's rather like somebody holding up a UIQ3 device and going, no, I'm using the real Symbian operating system. There's not a lot to draw there. We didn't go here and talk about Palm going down the drain or anything. We're here to talk about Twitter. For our listeners who may not have come across it before, can you describe Twitter for us?
Okay, Twitter's actually a kind of strange application. What you do is you basically go to the Twitter website and you sign up and you add friends. And you can then, once you've activated with your phone, basically get text messages from people you know saying what they're doing, which can be as banal as I'm going to the shops, or as interesting as, you know, I've just had a baby, or, you know, anything in between, really. It's a sort of a group SMS system. I think that pretty much describes it.
It sounds to me like it's just a very small blogging community. People write about what they're doing. People read what
it
people
is.
Are doing.
Yeah.
So why aren't they using blogs?
Yeah, and because this is a bit more instant. It's compatible with their phones because it uses SMS, and it's kind of more like instant message than it is like a blog. And in the last few years, blogging has been kind of long, drawn-out, people writing 3-page articles. I still stick to writing very short posts, but most people these days, when they write a blog post, they think, oh, I've got to spend 2 hours writing this thing and put lots of pictures in and do it like a magazine article. So I think Twitter is actually kind of bringing people back to doing it how they did originally.
And you yourself, we'll go on to what you do with Twitter in a moment, because it sounds to be quite interesting, but most people look at Twitter and don't see the SMS component. They only see it on the website, and it literally is almost like reading an aggregator with people's pictures, and they say, what does it do? And in actual fact, it doesn't do anything on its own, does it?
No, and that's kind of the beauty of it. It only does what your friends do with it and what you do with it, as blogging software does, albeit in a slightly different format.
And what specifically, this is why we've got you on the show here, what have you chosen to do with it, Tom?
Well, I use it personally just to post updates about what I'm up to and chat with friends and what everyone else does with it, but I've also been building little applications with it because Twitter actually has a pretty good API underneath it. And
An API, for people who are not programmers, it means that somebody who's not working with Twitter can use their code.
It lets you access functions and get information from Twitter and use it in ways that they didn't expect. And it's much the same with other sort of Web 2.0, for want of a better word, websites. And so people are mostly using the Twitter API to do stuff like a new visualization of what your friends are doing or to kind of explore your social network. But also people are using it to post information from sort of automated sources. So an application recently which posts BBC News headlines to Twitter and CNN News headlines. And I'm doing much the same thing, but for public transport. Piece of software on my server, which goes out, checks what's going on with various public transport networks, and then sends the results to specific Twitter accounts. A few days ago, I launched the one for the London Tube, and this morning I've just launched one for the San Francisco Bay Area Rapid Transit Network.
So, I mean, can you tell how popular they are so far?
Yeah, not they haven't been wildly popular, but they're spreading. I'm getting quite a lot of hits from people who are interested in them, and various people have given me quite good feedback on them. It's mostly just to scratch my own itch, because I take the tube. When I'm, you know, when I'm going up to London, I want to know, well, how's the Circle Line running? And so having it delivered over text message is ideal for me.
Twitter's free to use, so anybody can jump in to use this. How would they go about it?
You go to twitter.com, twitter.com, and you sign up for an account, which is very, very easy. I've done lots of them over the last few days. Once you've signed up, you can start adding friends and posting updates, and you can register with them your mobile phone number and your instant messenger and Jabber and Google Talk. And then you can receive updates through any of those means.
And obviously your Tube Twitter is just going to be another account on there. Which name are we looking for to if we wanted to subscribe to that?
That's more difficult. You have to go to my blog. And there are then links on my blog to all the different Tube, because each individual Tube line has an account. So that if you're only interested in, say, the District line, you could subscribe to Tube District. And they're mostly in that format, though. A few of them are quite long, so I've had to shorten them. Each line has its own account, so you'd have to look on the website to see that.
And I suppose the final question is, you're obviously using data from Transport for London, or whatever they're calling themselves this week, and that could be a revenue-losing thing for them. I mean, don't they have a similar service to this already, and aren't you stealing away from that?
Yes, I think that London Transport do have a thing like that. It's slightly different because what they do is they send you a text message every morning telling you what's going on with your selected routes, whereas mine actually updates throughout the whole day. And I'm not a lawyer, I don't know what the copyright situation is, and said it's only to scratch my own itch, and if they come and shut it down, then that's unfortunate for them. We'll see what happens.
Lovely. And it's at tommorris.com for your blog?
No, it's at blogs.opml.org/tommorris.
Okay, we'll have
I'll give you a URL for your show notes to take you directly to the entry.
Okay, and we can have that back on our show notes over at allaboutsymbian.com. Tom, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the All About Symbian podcast, www.allaboutsymbian.com, copyright 2006.